Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Beautifully Complicated Podcast. I'm your host, Sheena Hunt, and I am super excited that you decided to tune into the show today. Beautifully Complicated Podcast is a show dedicated to empowering and motivating entrepreneurial women to live in the full complexities of who they are as amazing women, building stellar businesses while juggling every other thing that life throws at them. This show brings business tips, motivating stories of other entrepreneurs, and self-care mandates. One thing I know is that we're not monolithic. Day-to-day, all kinds of things can impact what we're doing. We do our best to manage it all, and this show is here to honor that. In this episode, we're talking about hiring and building the right team to take your business to new heights. So grab your tea and let's talk. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the show, my beautiful loves. If you can't tell, I am filled with joy and sunshine because I'm here on the pod. Spring has sprung, flowers are blooming, and the weather is nice enough to lay out and catch some rays. I am loving every single moment of it, even the rainy days, as long as I don't have to go out in it. Listen, my loves, one thing I know is we have to find joy and peace and happiness wherever we can. We most definitely need to activate it from within. Then we have to show up and be ever present in the current moment. That is where the peace comes from. I had an ex tell me that I'm good at tapping into the positive, tapping into happiness and choosing peace. He said I should write a book on it. My response to him was simple. We are in control of our own peace, happiness, and joy. We do have the option to choose what we want to be in a moment. How we choose to respond to a situation, how we want to feel in that moment. It's not always easy to do, but we have the ability to choose positivity, joy, and happiness no matter what. So even though we're still in these COVID restrictions, surrounded still by a little uncertainty, we have police brutality still happening, racial inequities, we have social injustices, all these things still happening and that we are living through these traumas over and over again, as well as mass shootings. I do believe that we can and we must still find peace and joy for ourselves. That is a form of protest, and we have the ability to choose that in this moment. So while we're talking about choosing joy, peace, and happiness, let's talk about how having the right team in place can help you more easily choose that joy, peace, and happiness. Running a business is work, let me tell you. And it is stressful. It is exhausting. It can be overwhelming. If you're not yet an entrepreneur but are preparing to launch your business, please know that it's about to be work, and it's work continuously. That is to be expected, right? So that is why we're here talking about building a team to help you out. Because, babe, you'll need it. Full transparency, I'm in the market right now for a personal assistant. In my previous business, I had folks helping me. So I know how helpful it is. And that's why I'm working on building my own team right now for the Devane Collective. Why I am starting my team building process, you may be asking? Because I know how critical having the right people in the right places are when it, and how it will take my business to new heights I know it can reach. I'm not a Renaissance woman, nor do I want to be. I know that there are people I can have on my team who could do things much better, who are more talented in some areas, and who align with me and my vision, my mission, and my values. If you're a subscriber to my newsletter, you know that the month of April is all about building the right team, so I had to bring it to the pod. If you're not a subscriber, you need to subscribe to the Purpose Profit Impact email list with the Devane Collective because you're missing out. Anywho, so let's talk about who and how we all should hire. Let's go. We're going to start this journey first talking about prepping to hire. Why are we starting here? Because first knowing who you are, what your brand is, and who you need is important to nail down before you post those jobs. So number one, the first thing we're going to do is talk about your business. And that's just not what you do, although you need to be very clear on that. It's about why you're doing what you're doing. Outline why you are doing what you're doing with your company. What is it about your business that is able to provide to your clients? What is it providing? What is the vision for the business of the thing that you want it to crush in the lives of your customers or clients? Answer those questions on your why. Number two, let's talk about your values of your business. What are you about? What do you hold on to as something that you value? Some people are focused on crushing the patriarchy, okay? Or uplifting certain communities or empowerment, whatever. For example, some of my values are women empowerment and prosperity, wellness, equality, and community transformation. Now let's talk about your company's core truths or mantras. I have eight for my company. I like to think of them as my pillars. These are core ideals that you want to make sure are foundational to your brand. A couple of mine are encourage growth, speak truth to power, develop what works, throw out what doesn't. What are your company pillars that you want to live by? I think about that one that Facebook used to use, which is move fast and break things. Thankfully, they moved on from that because they didn't. It caused more issues probably in the long run than they thought it would. But that was something that they had as like a mantra for the business. It was one of their core truths of business, of how they wanted to operate. Next, look at your business and think about what it is that you need help with right away. You're probably like, finally, Sheena, get to the point. Well, let's think about what you want to get done. Do you need a marketing strategy developed and implemented, or maybe just a digital marketing strategy? Do you need a course program designed from your notes? Do you need someone to help with gaining new business? Think about it in terms of projects or larger roles that you need filled. Write out what you need done in general, then write underneath it what that looks like. You may not be completely clear on everything related to it, but at least you will know the general things you'll need. And then number five, finally, write out the job description for that team member you want to hire. Start it out talking about your brand. Who are you? Why you are? Next, talk about your values and your principles. This ensures they know what they're getting into even before they see the job description. Next, talk about the gap you have and the experience you want the person to have. Finally, you want to add in some general tasks, maybe the work environment, if it's in-person or remote, or some type of hybrid situation, the tools they'll need, etc. And if you're requiring a resume and a CV or any type of portfolio or things like that, make sure you add that in. If you want a portfolio of your work or some other creative asset produced, you need to make sure those folks know upfront. We want to make sure we're giving people everything they need to know before they choose to apply. So that's a general walkthrough of how to build out the profile of your business and putting together a job description to post. So that's our first step. Now let's talk about the type of people you want to have on your team. This is related to the job type, not personality type. Hopefully, the first set of work we did helped you identify the personality types that would fit into your business, as well as a general idea of what the job types are that you need implemented or hired. Some key roles you want to eventually have filled in your business are
Number one, personal assistant or an executive assistant. This is usually everyone's first hire. There's someone who can help get you organized, take some of their simpler tasks off your plate, like writing copy, responding to emails, handling customer complaints, things like that. You want this person to be your first hire because this person can help you get comfortable with delegation, identify what works well for communication, and to just in general get the small things taken care of so you can focus on the bigger things, the strategies, and things like that for building your brand. Number two, now here on out, full disclosure, there is no particular order to these next hires, so just know that. All right, so this is another hire you want to make, a marketing manager. Why? One of the main reasons a lot of businesses fail is because of lack of marketing. Marketing helps us get the word out about our business. Some entrepreneurs are just not good at it or not comfortable doing the marketing or figuring out what works best for their company. So hire someone to take on strategy and execution of your marketing so that you can get more eyes on your brand. And then you want to hire a salesperson, another key role you want to eventually fill. Why? Sales folks are good at closing deals. Marketing may have piqued that potential customer's interest, but sales is needed to seal the deal. We want the money coming in, not just the impressions on the posts, right? Again, a lot of business people are not good at or comfortable with selling. I, for one, hate selling. And I'm actually trained in sales, but absolutely despise it. It makes me feel icky. However, I know I need sales in order to make money. So get a salesperson who knows how to do this and can execute on it well to bring those clients in the door and get those profits growing. A fourth role we want is an operations manager. This person makes sure things are happening that are supposed to happen throughout your business in a timely manner. They are implementing systems and processes that help your business stay afloat and be better positioned for growth. This is, of course, my favorite area as it's something we do as a consultancy at the Devane Collective. We want brands to be better positioned for growth, so we help them develop those systems and processes and implement them so they can be. You want someone at your company to be the point person for this. Again, you can't do it all. Offload it, please. I see a lot of good businesses go from being loved to hated because they lack sustainable processes and their customers eventually begin to feel it. Restaurants with horrid wait times and wait staff not having a clear process is one of the biggest glaring examples that come to mind. You see it in action often and it bothers me, but I digress. The fifth role you want to think about hiring is someone to handle the people side of the business. You may call them head of people, HR, whatever. This person will help you not only with managing the workforce from hiring and firing and training, but also will help you remain in alignment with regulations and laws for labor practices, because you need to be ensuring that you are staying in line with the law. Okay? You will need someone who knows this stuff. Your cousin who graduated from high school and only worked at the local Pizza Hut ain't the one, okay? You truly need someone well-versed in labor laws, practices, benefits, payroll, things like that. Trust me. A sixth role you want to think about hiring is an accountant. Please get an accountant. They don't have to be on payroll. They can be a service company you hire, but you want someone to manage taxes and whatnot. You will be surprised at all of the tax laws and requirements that exist for your business. I know I have been surprised by it. So hire people who know that stuff. Trust me, it ain't you, unless you're a CPA. So at least hire a consulting firm that does accounting. If that's the case, hire somebody. And the seventh role you want as part of your team is a lawyer. So you want to get one on retainer. A business lawyer can help you when it's time to get a trademark or a patent, help with copyright laws if you have someone violate your rights, help with drafting contracts, or any of the many legal documents you need on your website, or even to help with some lawsuit that may pop up, because they do pop up sometimes. So get a lawyer and keep them on retainer to help you out when you need it. It's like insurance. You pay for it and you know there is a moment that may pop up that you actually may need to use it. So those seven are just a few of the many roles you want to hire for your business as it gets started and start growing. You won't hire them all on the outset. You may not hire all of them to be full-time. Some may be part-time or start out at least at part-time. That's okay. Some may be contracted out instead of direct hires. Do what works for your business. As it grows, you want most of these to be your employees directly, though, to make things easier for your business and tax purposes. Now that you have a little more help around hiring and the roles you need to build your team, let's close this out by talking about why it's important to hire the right people to build your A team. As you're drafting those job descriptions and posting them on your site, on social, for the world to see, keep in mind the type of people you want surrounding you. So when you start peeling through those applicants, you can take out who don't meet that match. I like to think of hiring as still recognizing who you know you can mesh well with, because you can teach someone how to do a task. You can't teach someone how to vibe with you or your team. Now, that doesn't mean hiring a bunch of cookie cutter people. Do not do that. You want diversity. It means picking up on personalities and knowing what traits fit better. Also, keep in mind that once hired, things may not work out and you may have to let them go. So you want to be prepared to have a paid trial period of some sort of, 60 to 90 days to see if they're a fit, if they live up to what your expectations are, things like that. So keep that top of mind as well. You can and should have some type of a trial period. Your team is at its best when everyone clicks, works well together, and is ready to bring their A game. That's what you want. You want people committed to the vision, committed to the mission, trustworthy, focused, and determined to make a change just like you. So go build your A team, folks. It's time. It's time to start hiring. I'm talking to you and to me. We want to be transformational. We want to be impactful. We want to see growth. We need to hire. That's just the truth of it all. We need to start building that into our financial model, figure out what we can afford, and start doing the work of hiring and contracting out when necessary. If it's only a part-time offer at the moment, that's fine. If you can only hire a personal assistant to work 5 hours a week, that's perfectly fine. It's getting you started. It's getting the ball rolling. It's just like launching our businesses was all about actually launching. This is all about actually hiring. So let's do it. Go figure out who you need to hire right now. Write out those tasks and projects you need done and how they can help you. Take those values and core truths you outlined about your business as well as your mission and vision. Put it all on paper and let's start the work of hiring our first hire so we can begin to see the change we want to see. And also think about how much you can afford to pay. Keep that front of mind. Make sure it is in alignment with what pay is for that role at the time so that you're not shortchanging people. Let's practice good business ethics here. And let's do it now. So please go forth and go hire. Well, that is the show. Team building is complicated. Knowing who you need and making the right hire takes trial and error, but you'll get there and have your A team in place in no time. Let's start the hiring process. To help you out, I'm linking a sample Google Doc with a job description for an assistant. So make a copy of it and edit it as you feel to make it fit your brand and the role you need. If you haven't already, make sure you like the Beautifully Complicated podcast page on Facebook. Follow me, Sheena, your host, on Instagram and Twitter at SheenaD1, or you can check out our website, thedevanecollective.com, or my personal website, SheenaHunt.com, for more about your host. If you like the show, please, please hit the like button, rate it, subscribe, and share with family and friends. Make sure we can continue the conversation from the show, outside of the show, on our page, or with those around you. I look forward to hearing from you. Stay connected, stay fabulous, and always remember that the best life is beautifully complicated.
Cool fact, A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.